Denise Cascasi was born on September 15, 1997, in Campo San Piero, in the province of Padua where St. Anthony had lived. Denise, a girl who nourished from the Eucharist and daily Word of God, was known for being humble, quiet, smiling, and always helping those in need. Growing up, she knew the importance of prayer, always having recited her rosary. She had a deep devotion to the Madonna and would encourage for the daily recitation of the rosary. Denise received her first Holy Communion on May 30, 2007, and was confirmed on May 2, 2009. She attended Cesare Battisti Elementary School and then Bettini Institute in Campo San Piero, where she was a volleyball champion and recognized her talents as a gift from God. Now on May 25, 2011, Denise was diagnosed with cancer, Hodgkin lymphoma, which develops in the lymphatic system, and in most cases, an incurable disease. But despite this immense suffering, she prayed every single day and even offered all of her sufferings to Jesus for the salvation of all sinners. She once wrote, "I am not afraid of the cross because I am not alone. Even if it is sometimes difficult, I try to overcome difficulties with a smile. To every pain, I say within myself, this is for you, Jesus." Now, Our Lady of Fatima tells the little shepherds to offer sufferings for sinners and the salvation of souls. So Denise offered her sufferings for everyone. She offered her life in exchange for another gift, that is, the salvation of others, because she realizes that in the face of suffering, not only medicines are needed, but we must trust in God and offer up Him the disease too. When she was in hospital and suffering from the disease, she saw a crucifix hanging on the wall. She then found in the cross the strength she needed, because from that day on, she was no longer alone, as Jesus had become her strength. She never complained about the illness, because she would mention of how Jesus was always next to her during her sufferings. Denise was a girl not only devoted to prayer, but a life that had become prayer. Her sweet gaze, her smile, and a few words showed to those next to her something different. When she prayed, she felt something within her, a burning fire. This fire is none other than the presence of God who burns with love. One Christmas Eve, while out shopping with her mom, there was a man on the ground at the entrance. Denise opened a handbag where she had a total of 14 euros and donated them all, wishing Merry Christmas with a sweet smile. She had told her mother that it's Christmas and maybe he's even alone. Now another beautiful moment is that on the trip to the Shrine of Merciful Jesus of Colle Volenza in the province of Perugia, where she expressed her desire to adopt a child at a distance. Now when the photo of the child arrived home, she happily built a photo frame with her own hands and placed it in her bedroom, saying to all of her family, "From today, we are six in the family, no longer five, and he is my little brother." This child was only 5 years of age. Now Denise would bring her mother a rose every day on her way home from school, and when she paid visits to various sanctuaries, she would bring each member of her family a chaplet. She loved reading the lives of the saints and said that from heaven, she wanted to spread rose petals just like Saint Therese of Lisieux. Denise also created a family cenacle of prayer. She never skipped an evening with the recitation of the rosary and the meditation of the Word of God. Even with her eyes closed and a faint voice, she never left her rosary. She crowns it around her neck and would squeeze it tightly in the hardest moments of her illness. She herself recounts her sufferings and her relationship with Jesus and the Madonna, whom she feels close to. She wrote, "I'm really sick, I smile to hide. I call Our Lady and she, as a great mother, helps me. Now I look at the sky because the sky will be my home. I'm not stupid, I understand everything. My mom, dad, and others say I will soon be able to recover. They didn't understand anything. I am reminded of what I wrote in my notebook of religion. That is, the story of the grain. Our life is like that grain that falls to earth, dies, and sprouts. So maybe my life will be too. I will be like that grain." On September 4th, 2012, the soul of Denise flew to heaven to be with her beloved Jesus. She continues to remain in the hearts and memory of many through her writings and the testimonies of people who ask her for prayers, becoming divine graces. In volleyball, she was a champion. Today, she is instead a champion of spiritual life. Denise, with the serenity and acceptance of the disease, is today a beacon for humanity. Denise Cascasi, pray for us.